This model illustrates some of the risk factors for childhood pneumonia in developing countries. Take some time now to explore the conceptual model. We often think broadly of these risk factors as 1. Proximal causes, which are the more immediate causes and often modifiable by an individual health worker or family member. 2. Distal or underlying causes, which may be less influenced by any one individual. And 3. Basic structural causes, which usually require engagement of communities and groups of people to influence. Illustrated proximal causes include nutritional status, breastfeeding, perinatal conditions, and immunizations. Other conditions have been addressed elsewhere in this module that place children like Lou's at risk, including HIV and other comorbidities. Addressing underlying causes usually requires a village or a community, although very motivated people like Luz's mother or the community health worker may be able to make important changes in these factors. Some underlying factors include environmental factors such as indoor air pollution, access to health care, and social determinants of health like maternal education and income. These underlying causes influence important factors such as having adequate resources to pay for transportation costs to get care and to purchase medicines even when other clinical services are free. Some basic causes include national policies, formal and informal institutions, and the structure of the economy and political resources to empower individuals, families, and communities to make changes. When you are ready, use your mouse to click on each of the blue and orange colored boxes to explore the risk factors for childhood pneumonia. Keep in mind that the orange boxes are the underlying causes, while the blue boxes are the proximal causes.